Thanks for joining me. This is Chuck Moran, owner of Jet Pest Control. You can reach us at 208-801-7070, or you can find us on the web at jetpest.com. That's J-E-T-T-Pest.com. Today's podcast is about black widow spiders in the Boise area. Black widow spiders are one of the most common spiders in Idaho. You can find them in your yard or even in your home. Black widow spiders are not always black. Sometimes they are brown. The females are 1.5 inches long, counting their legs. The males are approximately half the size of the females. Males and females have a red or yellow hourglass shape on their abdomens. The males also have white, yellow, or red lines or spots over their backs. Black widow spiders like quiet, dark places. Some places you may find them include between logs in a wood pile, under a backyard deck, in holes outside, or even under seats outside. When sitting, always look before you sit. During cold weather, black widows move inside and live in areas such as basements and garages or other storage areas. Black widow spiders spin tangled, messy webs that have no shape. Since they like to hide, you won't find their webs up high on a wall or tree. Webs are almost always low near the ground. Black widows are nearly blind. Their diets consist of other insects. After mating, the female will suspend an egg sac or case in her web. It may contain up to 700 eggs. In 14 to 30 days after the eggs in the egg sac hatches, the baby spiders, called spiderlings, stay in the sac 1 to 4 weeks. The first spiders that hatch eat the other eggs and baby spiders. Out of all the eggs, only 1 to 12 will survive. They're mostly white and yellowish white. If they can avoid being eaten, females may live for about 1 year. Males will only live 4 to 5 months. Black widow spiders do have a dangerous bite, but they're shy and not aggressive. They usually stay hidden in their webs. Always wear gloves when working outside. Black widows are the most venomous spider in North America, according to the Idaho Fish and Game Department. If you ever get bitten by a black widow spider, you might experience cramping, dizziness, difficulty breathing, and vomiting. Seeking medical attention right away is advised. The good news is black widows are not usually aggressive. If their web is disturbed, a black widow spider will usually hide in the corner of the web. If the female has an egg sac when the web is disturbed, she will protect it and might bite. Avoid playing with their webs and keep children and pets away. Things you can do to help keep black widow spiders out of your home. 1. Clean your house regularly to get rid of any webs or eggs. Pay particular attention to areas low to the ground where black widows make webs. Make sure to pull beds away from the walls when vacuuming so no areas are missed. 2. Declutter. Black widows love cluttered, dark areas where they can hide undetected. Decluttering the house, garage, basement if you have one, and any other areas where you have clutter, including the shed, is a great way to see their webs and get rid of them. Always wear a long-sleeve shirt and gloves when decluttering an area. Trim all bushes around the house. 3, it is recommended to have at least 1 to 2 feet of clearance between the house and the shrubbery to stop the buildup of moisture around the house, which attracts bugs, which attract black widows. If you think you've seen black widow spiders in or around your home and need help getting rid of them and making sure they don't return, we can help. Give us a call at 208-801-7070. Our service plans are designed to eliminate these dangerous pests and make sure they don't return. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Chuck with Jet Pest Control, signing off.